So last week we looked at the story of Martha and Mary.
داستان مارتا و مریم رو نگاه کردیم.
And how they were pictures of Christians living their Christian life their own way and the right way.
نگاه کردیم که زندگی مسیحی درست و غلطش چجوریه.
Mary was the one doing it right.
مریم درست زندگی می‌کرد.
She sat at the feet of Jesus listening to his words. And the emphasis was on the word of God.
و تأکید در مورد کلام خدا.
Now today we start with we'll look at another important discipline in the Christian life.
امروز یه نکته مهم دیگر رو در نگاه می‌کنیم در زندگی مسیحی دعا هست.
So let's start reading verse 1 of Luke 11. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Yeah. So Jesus was praying. We also know that John was praying. John was teaching his disciples to pray. And now here we see that one of his disciples is looking at Jesus and asking, Jesus, teach us to pray. We want to know how to do this. Now, you might ask, why did Jesus pray? Now, because Jesus is the second person of the Trinity. He's a different person than God the Father. Yeah, God is three in one.
And
Jesus had fellowship with the Father.
Yeah.
Luke 22:42. Yeah, where we have Jesus praying. Saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.
ای پدر اگر اراده توست این جام را از من بگردان اما نه خواست من بلکه به اراده تو.
Yeah, we see Jesus praying to the Father. Yeah, and he ends this part with, not my will, but your will be done. Yeah, Jesus is a different person than God the Father and the Holy Spirit. And Jesus prayed. And we should follow his example.
Yeah,
we need prayer.
We need to commune with God. Now,
Jesus is now going to give an example of prayer. And it's often called the Lord's Prayer.
But
it's actually Jesus teaching his disciples how to pray.
It
really is a pattern
that
we can look at and learn from how to pray.
در حقیقت روشی هست که ما میتونیم به اون نگاه کنیم و یاد بگیریم که چگونه دعا کنیم.
Now before we look at the example prayer.
قبل از اینکه نمونه دعا رو نگاه کنیم.
This is one of these prayers that we have people repeating all the time.
یکی از دعاهایی هست که اکثر ایمانداران حفظ میکنن و هی تکرارش میکنن.
The Catholics will do that.
کاتولیکا هر هفته اینو میگن.
The Orthodox will do that.
اورتودوکس‌ها این کارو هر هفته میکنن.
And they have these beads in their hands to keep track of how many times they actually pray these prayers.
تسبیح دارن و اینو هی تکرار میکنن با تسبیحشون و ببینن چند بار اینو تکرار کردن.
First of all, this is not a prayer for us to exactly pray like this.
بعد اول از همه این دعا دعایی نبوده که عیسی مسیح از ما بخواد که حفظش کنیم و تکرارش کنیم، بلکه روش دعا کردنی بوده که به ما یاد داده برای روش دعا کردن.
And then the Bible also specifically says that it's wrong to repeat prayers.
تکرار دعاها غلطه.
Go to Matthew.
متا
where we also have this example prayer. Go to verse 7, chapter 6, verse 7. And listen to what Jesus says just before he's going to give this example prayer. Matthew 6, verse 7. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking.
و چون دعا کنید مانند امتها تکرار باطل مکنید، زیرا ایشان گمان می‌برند که به سبب زیاد گفتن مستجاب می‌شود.
Yeah, do not use vain repetitions.
میگه تکرار نکنید. اولش میگه تکرارش نکنید.
Do not think because you repeat a prayer 50 times.
چون 50 بار اینو تکرار کردی.
That now you have twisted God's hand.
بالاخره در مقابل خداوند مچ انداختی و مچ خدا رو زدی زمین.
He's going to give you your request.
حالا اون چیزی که خواستی رو بهت میده. چون انقدر گفتی که
Don't think that the number of times you repeat your prayer determines if God hears it or not. Yeah, God hears. God listens to our prayers every time you pray to Him. Now, he might not always answer in the way you want. He might not always answer in the timing you like. But He will answer according to His perfect will and in His perfect timing. Now, let me show you an example in the Bible. It's from the book of Daniel, where we have an example that God even says, hey, I heard your prayer the first time. And it's in chapter 10, verse 10 till 13. And we have Daniel here asking in regards to a vision. He wants to understand it. And God sends an angel to him. But it takes 3 weeks for the angel to arrive.
Now,
we're going to read a little bit from the encounter between Daniel and his angel. Read verses 10 to 13 from Daniel 10. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon on the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set in thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia.
ناگاه دستی مرا لمس کرد و مرا لرزان و کف دست ها و زانوانم قرار داد. سپس مرا گفت ای دانیال، ای مرد بسیار محبوب، سخنانی را که به تو میگویم ملاحظه کن و برپا بایستی را که اکنون نزد تو فرستاده شدم. چون این سخنانم گفت لرزان ایستادم. آنگاه مرا گفت ای دانیال مترس، زیرا از روز نخست که دل خود را بر آن نهادی تا بفهمی و خود را در پیشگاه خدای خود فروتن سازی، سخنانت مستجاب شد و من به سبب سخنانت آمدم. اما رئیس مملکت پارس 21 روز در برابرم ایستادگی کرد تا اینکه میکائیل یکی از رئیسان ارشدست به یاری من آمد، زیرا که آنجا نزد پادشاهان پارس مونده بودم.
Now, next week I might go a little into the kings and prince of Persia. But notice today, verse 12. It says, the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chase thyself before God, thy words were heard.
That was it
from
Daniel. آنگاه مرا گفت ای دانیال مترس، زیرا از روز نخست که دل خود را بر آن نهادی تا بفهمی و خود را در پیشگاه خدای خود فروتن سازی، سخنانت مستجاب شد و من به سبب سخنانت آمدم.
But the angel told him was reality. God heard the first time.
همون دقیقه اول خداوند سخنانت مستجاب شد.
3 weeks later.
ولی نتیجه‌اش دانیال 3 هفته بعد دید.
Yeah, just to point out that if you are a child of God,
اگر شما فرزند خدا
هستید, you're saved.
اگر نجات دارید,
God hears your prayers.
دعاتون رو خداوند میشنوه.
We as Christians have the privilege that we can just go to God and pray to Him directly. Hebrews 4:14-16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
پس چون کاهن اعظم بزرگی داریم که از آسمان ها درگذشته است، یعنی عیسی پسر خدا، اعتراف خود را محکم بداریم. زیرا کاهن اعظمی نداریم که نتواند همدرد ضعف های ما بشود، بلکه آزموده شده در هر چیز مشابه ما بدون گناه. پس با جرأت نزدیک تخت فیض بیاییم تا رحمت بیابیم و فیضی را حاصل کنیم که در وقت ضرورت ما را یاری سازد.
That says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace.
پس با جرأت
Yes, what your attitude towards prayer should be. Just bring it to God. God, you see the situation of my friend. I want you to intervene in this situation. Knowing that he hears you. Knowing that he will answer according to his perfect way. God, I'm struggling with this or that. I need your help.
Trusting
that you have the answer. Because he hears. If you're a Christian, your prayers do not fall on deaf man ears. Yeah, you are heard. Now, of course, there are things that can hinder your prayers. And I'm not going to go into that today, but for example, like you have sin in your life.
But
in general, if you walk with God, if you live rightly before Him, God hears your prayers and God answers your prayers. Now, how do we pray? What is the right way of praying?
روش درست دعا کردن چجوریه؟
Yeah, we have the disciples here.
شاگردارو داریم
asking, Jesus, teach us how to pray.
بهمون یاد بده چگونه دعا کنیم.
Help us.
کمک
کن. We want to learn.
میخوام یاد بگیرم.
And of course, Jesus responds to that with his example prayer. Now let's start reading that. Verse 2. Luke 11, verse 2. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. So how does Jesus start his example prayer? Is it like, God, I need this from you? God, give me that. God, I have this problem. Now, of course, that's part of prayer, asking things.
But is this
how Jesus starts, this example prayer?
Is that
a pattern that we should follow? The answer is no. He starts with another focus. And the focus is God and who He is. Yeah? Our Father, who is in heaven. Yeah, He is our Father. He loves us like a father. Yeah, we are His children. Yeah, He gave to us the power to become the sons of God.
Yeah, John 1:12.
But then He's also... But then He also is our Father in heaven.
Yeah,
He is above. He is high and lifted up. Go to Isaiah 6. Read verses 1 to 4. Isaiah 6, 1 to 4. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne. Upon the throne, high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face. And with twain he covered his feet. And with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
در سالی که عزایار پادشاه سرگذشت خداوند رو دیدن که تختی بلند و رفیع نشسته بود و دامن ردایش معبد را پر ساخته بود. بر فراز او سرافیل ایستاده بود. هر یک از آنها شش بال داشت با دو بال روی خود را می پوشانید با دو بال پاهای خود را و با دو بال نیز پرواز می کرد. هر یک از آنها که دیگری ندا در داده می گفت قدوس 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 است خداوند لشکرها تمامی زمین از جلال او مملو است پایه های آستانه از آوای او که ندا می کرد می لرزید و خانه از دود آکنده بود پس گفتم وای بر من که هلاک شدم زیرا که مردی ناپاک لب هستم و در میان قومی ناپاک لب ساکنم و چشمانم پادشاه خداوند لشکرها را دیده است Even six.
No, five. So Isaiah has this incredible vision. He sees the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up. Now, of course, we have in our minds, we can have a picture of how an earthly king would sit on his throne. Yeah, it looks majestic. The king is at the center of everything. Yeah, everybody's around him. Now Isaiah sees the ultimate version of this.
اشعیا بالاتر از اینا.
Looking at the Lord God sitting on his throne.
و خداوند رو می‌بینه که بالا روی تخت.
Yeah, God was Lord over all.
خداوندی که روی همه سلطنت داره.
Now this is God. This is
خداییست که
who we can pray to directly.
می‌تونیم دعا کنیم مستقیماً به سمت خدا.
As his children can walk into that throne room and just bring our request to him. To him who is high and lifted up. Yeah, Isaiah says, woe is me. For I'm undone. Because I'm a man of unclean lips. And look where I'm among. I've dwelt in the midst of people who are of unclean lips. And I have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
خدای خداوندان، خدای آسمان را دیدم.
Yeah, that is our Father who is in heaven.
That
is who we can pray to. We can talk to.
ما کسی که میتونیم مستقیماً باهاش حرف بزنیم.
Who we can bring our request to.
کسی که درخواستامون رو میتونیم به حضورش بیاریم.
Yeah, the angels in Isaiah say,
اشعیا,
holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts.
قدوس، قدوس، خداوند قدوس.
Yeah, our Father which art in heaven.
که در آسمان.
Hallowed be thy name.
نام تو مقدس
yeah. Your name is special. You are set apart. You are holy. So this example prayer, this pattern that we can follow, starts with a focus on God and who He is. He is a Father. That's intimacy.
و اون صمیمیت ما بین ما وجود داره.
There is a privilege that we can just walk into that throne room.
اما با این صمیمیت افتخاری است که میتونیم به
حضورش. But there's also realization.
اما واقعیتش که درک کنیم.
That He is the King.
که پادشاهه.
Yeah, He is the Lord. He is God Almighty. The Lord of hosts.
خدای قدوسه. خداوند خداوندگاره.
Yeah, God is not some Santa Claus. We just bring our wish list to.
فقط درخواستامون رو به حضورش بیاریم.
He is real. He's our Father.
خداوند واقعیه.
Who is high and lifted up.
خداوند واقعیه. و خدایی است که بالاتر از همه چیزه. خدا
So the start of this prayer starts with bringing things in the right perspective. Giving it the right focus. God at the center of our prayer.
And
ultimately, also His purpose at the
center.
It says, Thy kingdom come.
ملکوت تو بیاید.
Thy will be done.
خواست تو انجام بشود.
As in heaven, so in earth.
در آسمان همون جوری که بر روی زمین هست.
Yeah, so Jesus teaches how to pray.
عیسی مسیح به ما یاد بده که گونه دعا کنیم.
Okay,
کنه.
Here's how to pray.
چجوری دعا کنیم؟
Yeah, God's at the center. You start with that.
خداوند اولش باشه و اول با اون
He's our Father.
او پدر ماست.
High and lifted up.
بالاتر از همه چیز.
And then you're going to pray for His kingdom to come. For His will to be done.
خواست او انجام بشود.
Yeah, isn't that opposite of what most Christians
برعکس مکارای مسیحی ما
would start out praying.
وقتی دعا میکنیم چیکار میکنیم؟
So often we start with listing our list. Our wishes to God. Wanting Him to come on our agenda. God, I want you to do this for me. God, I want you to solve that for me. Jesus says, hey, pray for His kingdom to come. Pray for His will to be done in earth as in heaven.
Now,
why start with that?
Yeah,
because His will is the best will.
For
us, for His world. His kingdom being established on this earth is better than any other kingdom. Yeah, because sometimes people will say, oh, everything that happens on the earth, that is by the will of God. God controls everything.
But
that is not true. Because we are given a free will. Yeah, God's will is not perfectly carried out on this earth.
That's why
it's such a mess. Yeah. So often you get a question, why is this world in the state it is? Why does God doesn't change everything and make it right? Yeah, because sinful human beings are in charge here. He gave us dominion. And of course, as human beings are deceived by the small g God of this world, who is Satan. Yeah, so God's will is not done on this earth, but that is what we want to see on this earth. Yeah, God is not willing that any should perish. Yet there are those who are perishing today. Is God weak? No, He's all powerful. Why then is His will not carried out? Answer, human beings and their sinful nature having a free will. Now, ultimately, over time, God is in control. And God's kingdom will come. And His will be done on the earth as in heaven. But at this time, that's not the case. That's why in the pattern example of prayer, Jesus says, hey, pray for His kingdom to come. Pray for His will to be done. Now, whatever we want to pray for, this is how we should start. Yeah, because this will be the best answer to our prayer. Regardless if you like the answer or not.
Now,
regardless if you like the timing or not.
چه زمان خداوند رو دوست داشته باشیم چه زمان خداوند رو دوست نداشته باشیم.
Yeah, but that should be the attitude when we go bring things to God.
وقتی همه چی به حضور
Give it into His hands.
اولین کاری که می‌کنیم اونا رو به دست خدا.
God, this is on my heart.
خداوند قلب من.
Here it is.
اینجاست.
Now you know about these things.
تو از قلب من آگاهی.
Yeah. Do with it what you seem fit.
هر آنچه که تو بهترینه.
Because I know what you do is best.
می‌دونم که خداوند کار تو بهترینه.
Yeah, the ultimate purpose of my prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
اما دعای من اینه که خواست تو انجام بشه ملکوت تو انجام بشه.
Yeah, so the example prayer starts with getting the focus of our own agenda.
تمرکزمون اینه که نمرکزمون
and getting the focus on God's agenda.
و بعد بذاریم رو برنامه خداوند.
And of course those we pray for. God's agenda in their life. Yeah, not building my kingdom, but your kingdom. Not building my ministry, but your ministry. Not building my family, but how you want to see my family. Not building my business, but let your will be done. Yeah. Like Jesus ended his request when he was in the garden. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Yeah, when he had to go to the cross. Is there any other way? If there is, please, but not my will, but your will. Yeah, so go to verse 3. Because now the example prayer is going to give us some things to pray for. Verse 3 says, give us day by day our daily bread. Yeah, so part of the pattern prayer is pray for provision, pray for your needs. And there's nothing wrong with bringing our needs to God. Yeah, God give us today our daily bread. Why do we pray for these things? Because we recognize that ultimately God is our provider.
Yeah,
all good things come from Him. So we recognize that. We thank Him for that.
Yeah.
If you have enough, thank Him for that blessing. If you're lacking, go to Him for your provision. And of course, this is not to make you lazy. Yeah, oh, I brought my needs, and so how can I lay over in my bed or my chair? Now the Bible says, if you don't work, you shouldn't eat. Yeah, so this is so we take action at the same time that we pray. Yeah. Yeah, but we just remember ultimately that these things come from Him. And that when we are lacking, He's able. Because He is high and lifted up. And He's our Father who loves us. Now, notice that this is a daily prayer.
Yeah,
give us day by day our daily bread. It's not a prayer that you one time made when you were 10 years old and be done with it for the rest of your life.
No,
you pray daily for your basic needs. Yeah, daily remember the good things
that
come from Him. We pray for our food, we thank for our food, because we acknowledge that we have these things because of God. Yeah, He is our provider. Go to Matthew 6. Matthew 6, 33. He takes care of our basic needs. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now it talks about food and clothing here, specifically. And he knows we need these things. And he says, hey, you focus on the things of my kingdom. And the promise is that I will take care of you. I will take care of those needs.
Go to
Psalm 37. Psalm 37, 25. I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread.
25.
Yeah, so the writer of the psalm says, hey, I've lived a long life, I've seen a lot of stuff, but here's something I've never seen. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, I've never seen their seed begging for bread. It seems to never happen. Why? Because ultimately God is our provider. And we have a promise that if we walk with him, God knows our needs. And he takes care of us. Ultimately, it's not by our strength. Yeah, and God can even provide for us in a famine. Our prayer should be, give us day by day our daily bread.
Yeah,
bringing your needs to God. Yeah, recognizing that we need God for our provision. Now in verse 4, we have the next thing that Jesus says we could pray for, should pray for. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Yeah. Forgive us our sins. Yeah, on a daily basis. Because we need to realize that we need the grace of God on a daily basis. Yeah, we need his forgiveness. Now, of course, ultimately, if you're in Christ, your sins are forgiven. They're covered by the blood of Christ. They are as far removed as the west is from the east.
Yeah.
Jesus paid the price. But of course, it doesn't mean that we don't sin anymore. And it doesn't mean that we don't have to ask for forgiveness anymore. We actually need to do this on a daily basis. Because we sin on a daily basis. And this example prayer isn't a prayer that we should pray every day. Yeah, this pattern.
Yeah,
so every day we should make right with God. Every day we should take out whatever there is between us and God, whatever sin we have allowed between him and us and you, we should get it out of the way and tell God, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I messed up. Please forgive me. Go to 1 John 1:9. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yeah, so if there's anything between you and God, if there's any sin there, it says if we confess our sins, if we do that, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You can start every single morning with a clean sheet. And you should. You should end the day with a clean sheet. Yeah, you can restore that relationship if it's damaged. Yeah, by just confessing your sins to him. Yeah, not to the priest.
Yeah,
but to him. Yeah, we are to humble ourselves before him and just admit that we have messed up during the day. Now let's look at the second part of the same verse, verse 4.
Yeah.
God forgives us our sins, but there's a catch. For we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us.
Now,
Do you want God to be merciful to you?
آیا خداوند میخواد به تو بخشنده باشه؟
Then you need to be merciful to others. You need to forgive others. Yeah, the attitude that you have towards others in regards to forgiveness is also the attitude that God has towards you. Yeah? Yes, pray and ask God to forgive you. Do this every day.
But
don't forget to look into your heart where you have issues with others, where you are not forgiving others. Now, a week ago, there was a quarrel between two of my neighbors. I know there was a quarrel because it was loud.
The whole
neighborhood, could enjoy what was going on. Now, this was all went on in Greek, so I had no idea what it was about. I just knew they were not very happy with each other. Now, yesterday, I did find out where it was all about. And it turned out it was about something that happened 25 years ago. Now, you don't want God to keep holding things against you from 25 years ago. Because you are not willing to forgive your neighbor for things that happened 25 years ago.
Yeah?
You need to forgive others.
Yeah?
And the way you forgive others, God will forgive you. Yeah, as a Christian, we should never harbor unforgiveness in our hearts.
Yeah,
because it will affect your relationship with God. And of course, if you really realize how much you are forgiven, God is asking nothing from you. You are saved from eternity in hell. You could forgive the little petty things that your neighbor did to you.
Yeah?
Go back to Luke 11. Now you need to be able to pray. You need to be able to forgive others for what they've done to you.
Yeah, so
pray for your needs.
Yeah,
for your provision. And pray for forgiveness.
Yeah,
making sure that your relationship with Jesus is not hindered. Then it says in the last part of verse 4. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, a lot of people are a little bit struggling with what that exactly means.
This,
and are asking, this God is tempting us or something like that. Now, let me first show you that God is not the one trying to tempt you to sin against him. Go to James. James 1:13. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed.
هیچ کس چون در وسوسه افتد نگوید خدا مرا وسوسه می‌کند زیرا خدا هرگز از بدی‌ها وسوسه نمی‌شود و او هیچ کس را وسوسه نمی‌کند.
Yeah, so if we end up being tempted into sin,
اگر وسوسه شدیم در گناه,
it is not God who is doing it. It's our own sinful heart that draws us there. It is our own flesh that draws us into sin. So, what are we praying God for here? Now, we're asking God to lead us. Because when we lead ourselves, we will get ourselves in trouble. Because of our sinful flesh. We're asking basically God here for protection. God, you lead my life. God, you give me what you think I need. Because I don't trust myself with my own flesh. I don't want to be drawn away by my own lust.
Yeah,
if I lead my life, I will get in trouble. I need you to lead me. Yeah, not in temptation, but deliver me from evil. Yeah, protect me from harm that can come to my life. Yeah, so the example prayer starts with the right perspective.
تمرکز درست دعامون رو شروع میکنه و هدف درست داریم که با اون خداونده.
Yeah, God was high and lifted up.
خداوندی که بالاست.
First and foremost, it's about the kingdom of God.
Yeah,
let his kingdom come.
Let
his will be done. It's about his agenda, not ours. Yeah, and then when we realize that, we bring what's in our hearts to him. What do we bring to him? We give him our needs. We bring him our requests. We pray for our provision. We can pray for the needs of others. We also pray for our forgiveness. Because we want nothing to be hindering our relationship.
And we
pray for God's leading in our lives. Yeah, we want him to lead us away from the things of our hearts. Now, in the book of Matthew, you have also the same example prayer. And that ends with, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." That's not mentioned here in Luke. But of course, Luke already started with the focus on God. Yeah. Prayer is not so much you working on God to make him do things for you. It is more God working on you.
You are changing you. Yeah, because
when we pray, we have an encounter with the Lord, who is high and lifted up.
Yeah,
we have the living God. And that will change us. Now, what we do get in the Gospel of Luke is a parable. So directly after this example prayer, this pattern, Jesus gives a parable. So let's read verses 5 and 6 in Luke 11. And he said to them, "Which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and have nothing to set before him.'" Yeah, so Jesus gives this parable, this story. Somebody comes. It's an unexpected guest in the middle of the night. And that has brought an unexpected need. And he needs extra food for this guest. So in the middle of the night, he goes to a close by friend and knocks his door. Yeah, friend, lend me 3 loaves. Yeah, so there's an unexpected need and a request for help. And is it not always also part of prayer? Yeah, you're asking for our needs. You're asking for help. And the word prayer means asking. There's an inability on our side. Yeah, so we turn to God. Now read on, 7 and 8. And he, from within, shall answer and say, "Trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give because he is his friend, yet because of his inopportunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needed."
از اندرون در جواب گفت: مرا زحمت مده، زیرا که الان در بسته است و بچه های من در ارتفاع با من خوابیدن، نمی توانم برخیزم کارو بدهم. به شما می گویم هرچند به علت دوستی بر نخیزد تا برو دهد، اما به جهت سماجت او خواهد برخواست و هر آنچه نیاز دارد به او خواهد داد.
Yeah, so this request is not met with much enthusiasm. The initial response is, "Go away, everything's locked, my family's sleeping, we're in bed." But, of course, he ends up giving the man what he asked for.
بپرسید ازش میخواد چرا میده؟
Because of his boldness and persistence to just come in the middle of the night and just ask these things.
به خاطر اون شجاعت و اون چیزی که در وسط شب اومده و درخواست کرد.
Yeah, this is not normally the time you're asking. There's a need.
من نمیام شب کسی درخواست کنی.
But he's able to meet the need and he's go to his friend.
که اومدی به سمت دوستش.
Who ends up helping him. Now, is God like this friend that doesn't want to help initially?
No,
Jesus is making the point. If even a friend like this is willing to help you in the middle of the night, how much more will God be willing to help you? God will love you. Who's your father?
خدایی که دوستتون داره، خدایی که پدرتونه.
Yeah, who tells you to bring all your requests to him?
او خواسته همه نیازاتونو به حضورش.
Yeah, Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians 4:6.
یک خدا و پدر همه که فرای همه.
فیلیپیان 4:6. برای هیچ چیز اندیشه مکنید، بلکه در هر چیز با استغاثه و دعا با شکرگزاری درخواست های خود را به خدا
Be careful for nothing.
برای هیچ چیزی اندیشه مکنید.
Don't let yourself be troubled.
نگران هیچی نباشید.
But in everything.
اما در همه چیز.
Yeah, not something, not in everything. By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. God, who is infinitely more merciful, caring, and loving than his earthly friends, will answer your prayers, will consider your needs. Read verse 9 and 10. And I say unto you, in Luke 11, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you, seek, and you shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened.
سوال کنید که به شما داده خواهد شد. بطلبید که خواهید یافت، بگویید که برای شما باز کرده خواهد شد. زیرا هر که سوال کند یابد و هر که بطلبد خواهد یافت، بگویید برای او باز کرده خواهد شد.
Yeah, so here's what you do when you have requests. Yeah, when there's things on your heart.
Yeah?
We just had the example of pattern prayer. And that will be the asking. But it says two things more. Ask, seek, and knock. Which is, in English that works, but it's the acronym ask again.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work in Farsi. Unfortunately. Yeah, so praying is asking. Yeah, in English we have these verses that talk about people asking others and they say, I pray thee. Yeah, which is, I am asking you.
Yeah,
so asking is the beginning. Go to James 4. James 4, 2 and 3. You lust and have not, you kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not, because ye ask not. You ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss. Then you may consume it upon your own lust, upon your lusts.
4:2
James 4:2-3.
دوست، تمام می‌ورزید و ندارید. می‌کشید و حسد می‌نمایید. نمی‌توانید به چنگ آرید و جنگ و جدال می‌کنید ولی ندارید. از این جهت که درخواست نمی‌کنید. درخواست می‌کنید و نمی‌یابید. از این رو که به نیت بد درخواست می‌کنید تا در لذات خود صرف نکنید.
Yeah, so it says we have not because you asked.
ندارید چون نخواستید.
Now, there's also addresses that we should not ask for the wrong things. Yeah, we have to be praying according to the will of God. Go to 1 John 5. 1 John 5:14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him.
1 John 5.
1 John 5:14 and 15.
و از این است که اطمینانی که نزد وی داریم که اگر مطابق اراده او سوال نماییم ما را میشنود و اگر دانیم هر چه سوال کنیم ما را میشنود پس میدانیم آنچه که از او درخواست کنیم
میابیم. So it starts with asking.
اول باید سوال کنیم.
But then there's also seeking and knocking being mentioned.
جستجو کردن و در زدن هم نام بردن.
Yeah, sometimes we can have the attitude of asking God for something.
از خدا یه چیزی میخوایم.
But we never ever take any action in the direction.
اما قدمی بر نمیداریم که در بزنیم.
You pray in the morning.
صبح دعا کردیم.
God, I need a job.
خدایا کار میخوام.
And then you turn around in your bed again.
No.
You pray in the morning. God, please help me with a job. And then you go out of your bed, outside, seeking and knocking doors for a job.
که کار پیدا کنی.
Trusting that God will help
you. اعتماد کن که خداوند درو برات باز.
Till you find that job.
تا زمانی که اون کاری که خداوند به
تو داده رو بده. You can't sit back and be lazy.
نمیتونی بمونی اونجا فقط تنبلی کنی تا منتظر باشی.
Yeah, we need to move in the right direction.
باید به سمت درست قدم برداری.
And God will just meet us in the middle there.
و وسط با ما ملاقات میکنه.
Yeah, God wants to answer our prayers.
خداوند میخواد جواب بده.
But it is ask, seek and knock.
بخواهید در بزنید و
Go back to Luke 11.
لوقا 11.
And read verses 11-13.
11-13.
If a son shall ask bread of any of you, that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?
و کیست از شما که پدر باشد و پسرش از او نان خواهد سنگی به دو دهد یا اگر ماهی خواهد در عوض ماهی ماری به دو بخشد یا اگر تخم مرغ خواهد عقربی به دو عطا کند پس اگر شما با آنکه شریع هستید میدانید چیزهای نیکو را به فرزندان خود باید داد چقدر بیشتر پدر آسمانی شما روح القدس را خواهد داد و هر که از او سوال کند.
Yeah, so here you have another comparison.
And
the example of an earthly father is being given. Hey, if a son would ask for bread, would a father give him a stone? If an earthly father is asked, a son asks for fish, would he give him a serpent? Or he asks for an egg, would he give him a scorpion?
یا اگه تخم مرغ بخواد عقرب میدی؟
And the answer of course no.
جواب اینه که نه، این کارو نمی‌کنی.
He will give good gifts to their children.
هدایای نیکو میدیم به بچه‌هامون.
So an earthly father is giving good gifts.
پدر زمینی تو زمین بهمون هدایای خوب میده.
Even though we're evil, and meaning we have a sinful nature. How much more will our Heavenly Father, who is perfect, give us good things? Yeah? But notice what it says. It doesn't say good things.
Oh,
even though it is a good thing, it says give the Holy Spirit. Yeah, that ask him. Yeah, the Holy Spirit is a good gift. Now, why is that? Because basically the Holy Spirit is the answer to all your prayers. Yeah, of course there's a permanent dwelling for every Christian with the Holy Spirit.
But
there's also the filling of the Holy Spirit. Yeah? What you need most, what I need most, is to be filled with the Spirit. Why? Because if you're filled with the Spirit, you will walk with the Spirit. And if you walk in the Spirit, you will not do the works of the flesh. You will actually do the beginning of this example prayer that Jesus just gave. Putting God first.
Yeah?
Being about His kingdom. And His will to be done. It is the Holy Spirit that guides you in all truth. It's the Holy Spirit that gives you God's wisdom. God, what must I do in this situation? Yeah, the Holy Spirit can actually help you with that. God will guide your steps. He will direct you. Yeah, that's why this good thing, this good gift, here is specifically mentioned as the Holy Spirit. So first of all, We as Christians, you should be praying to God. You should bring your requests to God. How? Jesus gave you an example, a model.
He
starts with God. He is our Father. We can talk to Him directly. It's a great privilege. But He is also God Almighty.
He
is high lifted up. Then the focus of our prayer,
it's
not your wish list.
It's
His kingdom and His will to be done. And then we can bring our request to Him. Our daily needs, we can pray for others. We can ask for forgiveness. Yeah, we need to make sure that our relationship with Him is okay. And we ask for His leading in our lives. And we can know that He hears us and He answers us. We ask, but we also seek and we also know. We take action believing,
trusting
that God has heard us and He will help us. So become a Christian that prays. Yeah, prayer works. I cannot tell you how many times I prayed for certain things.
And then
in days and weeks I see change. Or people just showed up or contacted that I was praying for, and it has nothing to do with me. It has something to do with God. God is hearing us. He wants to answer our prayers. Even if not always directly, trust that He hears, because He will answer according to His perfect will and in His perfect timing. Amen.
Amen.
Let's close the prayer.